Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
week. Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and listen to
your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Feral Audio.
Life on?
I don't know. That's an excellent question.
Let's ask our guest.
They don't exist.
They don't exist. We have a ghost guest.
Hi, guys. It's just us. It's just mommy and mommy today.
You know what? Something I learned, speaking of ghosts?
What?
Something I learned this week? There's like a whole group of people on eBay who specifically sell stuff that is haunted. That they say is haunted.
Like what? Like a blender?
It'll be like, this guy's necklace was worn when he died and his soul is still in it.
Oh my God, that's a wonderful outlet for fiction.
But you have to put a warning at the bottom being like,
probably not a cult, probably not cursed.
And they can't say it has any luck whatsoever.
Can you say that it will cure bunions and liver ailments?
Only if it's like a doctor foot thing.
Does it have to be FDA approved?
Haunted.
It says may contain ghosts. Do you own anything haunted?
There's little things that I'm not haunted, but I think a lot about where it started. Are you saying that because I own so much old shit? Like nothing I own is new.
Almost everything in your home exclusively was purchased from a dead person.
That's true. We're in my house today. I love going to estate sales.
Estate sales mean, I'm sorry, define an estate sale.
Well, sometimes the person just got put into a home, maybe. Or moved in with their son and their angry daughter-in-law and their shitty kids.
Sometimes they just were sent away alone to a hospital prison. And that's when I buy their egg beaters. And they happen to have their angry soul in them.
Listen, I'm not selling anything. I'm buying it and giving it new life. And every single thing that I've bought is like things that I adore. I don't buy shit that I don't have enough fucking room in my tiny apartment.
Yeah, you're not like I never know when I might need this extra wine opener.
Right.
You're just like, if it's kitschy, then
yeah. If
you're
it's
on
shaped
board.
Like a fish and it's a wine opener,
then
I'll probably buy it.
That's a yes. Yeah. I own a haunted feather.
Shut up. Is that true?
I can't believe I just allowed that sentence to come out of my mouth.
Why? It's pretty spot on about you.
Well, I was at that funeral a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and after we all watched my friend get cremated,
mm-hmm.
no big deal,
mm-hmm.
I walked out into the parking lot and there was a raven's feather on the ground, and I thought I should keep this in memory.
I wish I could put meaning on shit.
Of Quan, and I picked it up and then I kept it in my car, and then I got spooked because I was like, my friend was kind of a prankster. What if I carry this feather around and he does something and I get in an automobile crash?
I bet it's haunted with fucking fleas, dude.
Well.
With fucking...
They would be bird mites, number
plague
one.
Plague-carrying bird mites.
I like that if I pick up a feather on the ground, that's like... That there's the potential of infected bird mites is actually probably higher than anything spiritual that could ever
Absolutely.
Happen.
Absolutely. Some bird flying by who was probably diseased.
That's why his feathers
were falling out. That's why his feather fell out.
I forgot to mention it was attached to the rest of his head, which was halfway decomposing.
Was that weird?
Anyway, is that true?
I have a haunted feather in my... I have a spiritually fortified... I'm going to call it spiritually fortified.
Fortified is good. I like that. I like that.
Oh, dear.
I want to hear what you learned this week, but first I want to talk about your vessels. Your drink vessels, right?
Yeah,
now.
Let's not confuse the people. We don't mean my bodily vessels.
Oh no,
in which my soul is currently.
Oh, we don't have one of those.
Rambling.
No, your literal vessels. You came in with carrying your own water in a canteen.
That's
like
right.
A legit like Native American looking canteen.
That's right.
And you also brought an iced coffee in a you brought it in an ice cream pint ice cream container. So like you're kind of blowing my mind with drink vessels today. Can we talk about this?
Yes.
Tell me everything.
Okay, number one, the canteen holds half a gallon of water.
Real quick, you don't have to I love it all. I'm not saying like
what's
wrong with
you. This is the second time on a podcast I've had to justify this canteen.
I'm not telling you to justify it. I'm like, okay, this is incredible.
This canteen, I purchased it at the Army Navy store for $7.95.
I dig it.
It holds a 2 liter.
And it's metal, so it's not going to give you all the...
No, but it has a plastic lining. I'm going to get cancer. It's not like... It's a replication of old ones, so it's okay. Probably going to give me cancer. But it's called a blanket canteen, and it has a blanket on the outside.
Like we sewed to, on.
Yeah. There's nothing Native American about it. This is definitely made in China, but...
it's got a strap, like it's a purse.
I wear it like a purse. I go on hikes. I roll up that hill with a half a gallon of water... hands free.
There's something about like I read so many post-apocalyptic books that there's something about like a canteen that makes me think like you gotta save this is all we've got left in the world.
That's how
it's
I feel.
Great.
I know. When I went to Six Tree Camp, they weren't like, we're gonna go on a hike, everyone's gonna have 17 plastic water bottles,
sure,
that they only drink half of, and then we throw in a garbage can that go in the ocean. No,
yeah.
It's like, hey little bitches, you need a sleeping bag, you need probably some pads because some of you are gonna get your period on this fucking trip. Allie Ward. And then no, I don't think I did. I think I did right when I got back though. And then also you need a canteen, little assholes, because we're gonna take you in the woods and you're gonna be thirsty.
And there's something about taking, because like in every scene where they take a drink of a canteen, it's like really
nourishing.
Quenching and nourishing.
Yes.
And it's like every sip is worthwhile.
It's a water purse.
Fuck.
It's a quench purse.
I think this is a new trend. This is a new hipster trend.
I think if you Google blanket canteen, I dare you guys not to buy them. $7.95 for
Let's
this
all
plastic
it.
Piece of shit. That's
Allie
amazing.
Ward started this new trend.
But the fact that it's
$7.95,
$7.95. I got this at the surplus store. It was like, what's up, Coachella? You wish you had this year, didn't you?
Holy shit!
Anyway, get it. I love it. And now I know that. Okay, I've had most of this canteen today. I'm doing all right on water. I've had at least 50 ounces of water at the beginning of the day.
Okay, let's move on to your ice cream pint.
The fact that I'm drinking a latte out of a gelato canister.
Yeah. Like screw on lid because it's like fancy gelato. When did you eat that gelato? Because that's nice gelato.
What flavor is it?
This was Mediterranean mint.
Hmm.
I don't know. I think here's what happened. There's a kind of gelato called Talenti. We
right.
all know it's the best gelato
right.
in the case.
It's like $5 fucking bucks for
right.
a pint.
When you go up to your high-end grocery store and you see this Talenti and you're like, I'm going to make it a Talenti night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this gelato. It has a screw-on lid.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have one of those like pry it open. It's paper. It's
no.
going to get messed
yeah.
up. But the thing is, they
clear
make
clear plastic.
They make excellent like leftover things.
I dig it. I never thought about it.
You make mashed potatoes, you put it back in the... Once you finish the Talenti, which you will in like 2 seconds because
yeah.
it's delicious and you're watching The Bachelor.
No, it's brill.
And so what I did is I made myself a latte. I came to your house, but I screwed the lid on and then I dropped it on my carpet. Nothing happened. Not a drop came out.
Amazing.
And I was like, I made the right decision. And then, but you know, one of the reasons why I have it in this Talenti thing? Because I was going to put it in a mason jar, but I didn't want to upset Dustin.
Dustin hates...
Thank you.
Mason. Oh, I'm drinking out of a mason jar.
We all are.
Fuck.
Dustin, our podcast producer who began Feral Audio, his most successful tweet to date, it has like 200 RTs.
Way more than that. It's like
600 RTs. And what does it say verbatim, Dustin?
Can we stop drinking out of mason jars?
That's it.
That's all. Is there a question mark or did you leave the question mark off?
Lowercase, no punctuation.
That like says it even. That's like you're even more distinct.
600 RTs, you guys. This is Dustin's legacy. I can't roll up to your house with a mason jar. I had to put it in a Talenti thing.
But I have been drinking out of them for so long, and it's a good. And
Georgia, we're part of the problem. We had a television show in which we encouraged people to drink out of mason jars. After we saw it also all over Pinterest, we're part of the problem.
I know.
We didn't start the trend, but we are an engine behind it.
I know.
We need to accept that, and we need to understand that when Dustin does that, he's subtweeting about us.
Shit.
Dustin has been to so many of our parties and had so many things out of mason jars. But look, shit, we all love each other. What did you learn?
I just told you. Oh, I learned another thing. Okay.
Wait a second. I already forgot what you told me that you learned.
I did too.
No, I don't think you did.
No, I did. I told you about...
Oh, that's right. Spiritual necklaces.
Yes, there we go. Jesus. Okay, the other thing I learned is, and you probably know this, but I never knew this. Do you know where the term spam comes from? Like spamming in your inbox?
No, but can I guess?
Yeah.
During wartime?
No. Mm.
Okay. When President...
No.
Porn?
No.
Okay.
That one's closer, though.
Oh, really?
A Monty Python sketch.
Spam-a-lot. No?
Spam-a-lot's later.
Okay.
But during...
I said Spam-a-lot like everyone's mom. Spam! Emojis! I've heard of this.
During the Flying Circus era, mm-hmm, of Monty Python, which is a great show. If you're under 20 and you want to be smart, you should watch it. Mm-hmm. There was a sketch where they just like said the word spam a ton.
Uh-huh.
And so it kind of became this joke, especially with nerds who like made computer technology. And uh-huh, so they started calling spam, which is when you get a shit ton of unwanted emails coming at you.
Right.
Spam.
That's amazing.
I love how simple and pop culture it is, but I had no fucking clue.
I had no idea.
Isn't that interesting?
I would have thought that it stood for something, or I was going to guess that, like, my guess was during wartime, they're like, sorry, we don't have any fresh chickens, but you can eat some spam because we're sending all of our rations over to our men's.
Right.
And so people were like, oh, got another case of spam to feed my children while Harold's gone.
Yeah. Tons of spam.
Yeah. Things you don't want in excess.
Yeah. I know.
That's really interesting.
I know.
Kudos to that.
Yeah. What'd you learn?
I learned that kangaroos,
mm-hmm,
majority of them are lefties.
Really?
And you're like, I'm sorry, what does a kangaroo need a fucking
dominant hand
preference for?
Yeah, no.
Driving, writing, keyboards. No, that's just kidding. They need it for, according to this article I read, they need it for, quote, grooming their nose. So they just fucking pick their nose with their left hand.
That's so weird.
And like batting at branches and probably touching their dicks, but...
They just use their left hand for the
most part. But they think that that's really weird because they thought only upper primates would do that. They thought it was a neurological function. And then they thought maybe it was just... They think maybe because kangaroos tend to be bipedal. And so when you have... when your hands aren't doing anything... You're like, well, I guess I'll use these hands for something.
Real quick. What is bipedal?
That is when you walk on two legs.
Got it!
But if it makes you feel any better, I read that word more than I say it. So right before this podcast, I had to check and make sure it wasn't bipedal. Because I think it... I feel like I've...
That's how are you going to get to Coachella? Bipedal. I'm going to ride my bike.
Bipedal.
Can that be the new... I'm going to ride my bike.
My dad got me a bipedal machine. It's a bike.
My dad,
Serena,
is a bipedophile.
Coachella. Someone I know from Washington asked me why I joke about Coachella so much. And I was like, I don't think you get it how big a cultural influence and what a blight on our Southern California culture Coachella is.
Oh, do people not know that?
We make fun of it year-round.
Coachella, for those of you who don't know, who live in Washington, apparently, mm-hmm, you guys don't know, is a yearly music festival that's just become the most douchey, hilarious. It's like Burning Man for like 23-year-old hipsters.
Yeah.
And DJs who want to fuck them.
It's all like... crop tops and
feather headdresses,
things with tassels, and it costs a lot of money to go to. And granted, I've been there and I've enjoyed the music, but it's gotten
gourmet food, but it's like in the middle of the desert.
It's just gotten a little indulgent. Yeah. I liked going when there was no cell service, so you actually were like you had to make a plan, meet your friends, watch some bands. But I feel like now it's just like, oh my God, Kylie Jenner was just posting a selfie, and it just makes me it makes me sad. Anywhoozle, that's one thing I learned.
Okay.
Researchers are now like, oh, we got to check and see if koalas maybe are left-handed or right-handed. We had no idea.
So much shit we don't know.
I know. They could be picking their nose with one hand all the time. Hold on. What else did you learn?
Oh, well, let's do some fuck that's.
Okay. I'll fuck a that. Oh wait.
Is this boring? Is this one boring?
No, who cares?
Are we good?
No, we made fun of my gelato for 10 minutes. People love this. Oh, I learned how to mindfully meditate.
Oh, how do you do that?
You just stare at shit.
I can't fucking meditate.
Dustin
cracking up at that.
Dustin does mindfulness meditation, and apparently that rang a bell with him. Am I doing it wrong, Dustin?
No, you really just summed it up.
I
really summed it up. You just, instead of walking around or sitting on a bench being like, did that person get mad at the thing I did, or was that not a big deal? Maybe it wasn't a big deal. Maybe I'm always like that. You know what? I'm probably a lot better than I think I am. That's actually really horrible of me to think that, which means I'm probably actually totally an asshole. By the way, I never got my mom that present that I
You're
got.
You're narrating my fucking constant
Exactly.
Life.
But you know what mindfulness meditation is?
What?
That flower's purple.
Oh.
That kid's got blonde hair. The breeze feels nice. My shoe's too tight.
Just basic feelings
just
and thoughts.
You just sit there, and instead of thinking, you just feel and look at shit. You stare at shit. It's kind of like being stoned without drugs.
Wow.
And then before you know it, you've been sitting...
That sounds so boring. Can I say real quick? That sounds so fucking boring.
I know. Dustin, do you think mindfulness meditation is boring? Dustin.
No, after this, I have to go to a group therapy where that's like the first thing we do.
So, perhaps not boring.
Perhaps not.
So you just, and you can just examine colors. You can just, I just read about it and I was like, well, that seems an interesting thing to do in public. Because sometimes when you're public, you want to chill your brain down.
Mm-hmm.
Zen out.
Basically just telling people who stress out all the time to stop thinking all the
stop
time.
Stop thinking.
I've started reading this book that my psychiatrist, when I was like, I have no God, he was like.
Oh, right.
You need to read this book, and then maybe you'll understand that you just have a basic... Everyone has like a god. It just doesn't have to be what it is.
Did he give you a feather?
And then you won't be hopeless.
Oh!
In life. And it's called My Stroke of Insight by Jill Bolt Taylor. And it's this fucking have you heard of this? She did a TED Talk.
I think we talked about this, and I found it interesting. How is the book?
Tell
me more about it.
Okay, she's this like anatomist. She's like a brain doctor. I'm gonna go ahead and say she's a brain research doctor. Okay, here we go.
Sure.
And she, in her like 30s, had a stroke. And so during the stroke, she was like, this is fascinating. I can finally like tell what was really happening during a stroke.
Right.
And I guess she finds spirituality by completely having to let go of the person of the Jill she is.
Uh-huh.
She's not that person anymore.
Who did she turn into?
She's like, I'm my right brain now, which doesn't hold on to shit like personality and I don't know yet. I'm halfway through. Apparently it's a TED Talk if you don't know how to read.
I'm terrible at words on pages. Did she have the long blonde hair?
I have no idea what she looks like.
Because I think I've seen the TED Talk. So she essentially was like, if you don't subscribe to the fact that this is just the hang session, but after we die, there's a wicked after party that we're all VIPs at.
I don't think so, but I don't know yet. But it's like, I mean, it makes sense. It's like not knowing where your body ends and the rest of existence, because everything else is made up of cells and atoms and stuff. So why are we separate from, I don't know. This is
like,
not
why
right.
do we have a consciousness?
Yeah.
And also, what else has a consciousness? Kangaroos might have consciousness.
Right. Something like that.
When they're picking their noses.
So maybe I won't feel hopeless anymore because I'll be like, well, when you die, maybe there isn't anything, but that's okay. I don't know.
But at least appreciating the fact that you know that you're alive.
Sure.
Instead of just being like, I'm just a big mass of cells that are fighting to shit and breathe and reproduce.
Yeah.
Which is like, I guess as bleak as it gets.
and I never know when I'm going to be snuffed out.
Well, your snuff paranoia, I feel, is
excessive.
Because you're prepared to die at any moment. Like, a person can storm in. Like, is your door locked right now?
Yes.
A person, it is?
Uh-huh.
Your door's locked. When did you lock it?
I think Dustin did when he walked in.
Oh.
No?
So, like, if we're sitting here in your living room and the door's unlocked, like... Do you ever think like someone's gonna bust through that door?
Yeah.
Like guns ablaze?
Yeah.
Are you in the
probably
mob?
Not.
Yeah, you're not in the mob.
But not, I think if you guys weren't here, I probably would.
You'd make sure I was locked.
Yeah.
So, but just in general, like, yeah, you could totally get snuffed out at any minute.
Yeah.
Any one of us could have a stroke.
Can I tell you something last night? Actually, this is ridiculous. And yeah. I didn't realize it until I thought about it. Okay. So I have a sliding glass door that leads out to a balcony. And so I'm always like, well, I'm on the second floor, so no one can get in. But I'm like, you know, so last night I was lying in bed and I heard these like cop helicopters going over. And I started imagining in my mind, I was like, well, this criminal could easily parkour up the driveway wall.
That's so dumb.
And then jump to my balcony, and my door's open. My screen door's closed.
Right.
So I was thinking of a parkouring fucking burglar breaking into my house, murdering Vince.
Right. Wait, I'm sorry. How tall is your fiance?
It doesn't matter how tall
how
he
tall
is.
Is he?
Oh, he's my fiance. We didn't talk about that.
Right. That's right. How tall is Vince?
6'3".
6'3". And what does he do for recreation? He loves wrestling.
You think that because he's 6'3" and watches wrestling
if
that he
some
can...
Some little sprite parkoured into your home, which I'm sorry, but if someone sprited themselves into your house, they would have to be Tinkerbell. They'd have to be like so tiny and lightweight. Your 6'3" wrestling enthusiast fiance would kick the shit out of him.
That's
your
very
cat
sweet.
Could probably take
I
a parkour
hope.
Sprite.
I do have a knife on my bedside table.
You have a knife on your bedside table?
Uh-huh.
Like a steak knife?
No, it's like a folding knife.
Okay.
Like a pocket knife. Like, not a pocket knife. It's a pretty big knife. It just doesn't close, so it's open all the time.
Okay, so if someone parkoured themselves into your heart or your life, someone parkours themselves, because if you're running from the police, the thing you definitely want to do is hide in a second floor apartment to burgle shit while you kill someone.
Listen, I never said it. The reason I'm telling you this is because it's the most ridiculous.
I love it.
Because I'm now in the light of day being like, what the fuck, Georgia?
I love everything about it.
This is why I take Xanax. Parkour?
It sounds like the worst Adidas commercial ever.
It's so stupid. Like, this is why I'm like telling you, because I can't. This is what I do at night. I fucking lay awake thinking of all these awful things.
Why don't you
like
just
parkour.
Write action movies?
That's a good idea.
Of insane killing scenarios.
If I put it all down on paper, like the ways I think I could die all the time.
Seriously.
Then maybe it won't happen.
You'd have some. You could write some Bond movies, because those aren't believable anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well just sell that. Sell your neuroses.
What's one of yours? Are you scared of dying in any... Like, what's your... If you died this way, you'd be like, well, fuck, that was dumb.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Like, since something you did... you know, you do stupidly.
Car accidents, a lot.
Or, like, you take this pill with this other pill and they weren't supposed to be taken together.
I don't take anything. The only thing I... Once I drank... Because I have ZQL, because mm-hmm. I will fly to the East Coast and have to go to bed and
right.
get up all jet lag shit.
It's your Xanax.
It's like I just take it with me in case I'm like sleepless
yeah.
on the East Coast. And once I was like, I really got to get to sleep. And ZQL is so delicious.
Isn't
and
it?
It just tastes like syrup. It yeah. tastes like snow cone syrup.
Oh, yeah.
And once I was like, Then I was like, have I had too much ZQL? And what if I die with
yeah.
this?
Oh,
what
yeah.
if my family has to find... What if I miss my flight or whatever? Someone has to find me and they're like, bitch died of ZQL.
Seriously, like what a waste.
God.
And like if you die in a fucking plane crash, it's like, you know, and like you're like this like lauded fucking person. Do you know some guy just died because, oh my God, this is the worst. I think it's in Spain. He was at a restaurant. He ordered a glass of white wine. It turns out the bartender, like, they kept the dish soap in an empty bottle of wine, and it somehow got put back in the fridge, and it was like tasteless and odorless, and he fucking drank a sip of it. And then he drank water, which like made it worse. And he died because some fucking that's another huge fear, is like some fucking idiot makes a dumb move. It's not even my fault. Some fucking stupid person.
That's so awful.
Because like, everyone is so stupid.
Well, is everyone stupid?
The majority... I feel like humankind, as a you know, quote, is stupid. The people I know aren't. But you know what I mean? Like,
I know. I grapple with that a lot, with how stupid people are. Because I tend to think of myself as very stupid. But then I also know that I'm not that stupid.
You're not stupid.
But then I think of how many people are so much smarter than me and so much more responsible than me. Oh, here's another thing I learned this week. Al-Qaeda and the Arabian Peninsula is the name of a part of the terrorist organization Al-Qaeda. You could also just call it like an adventure club, but some people call Al-Qaeda a terrorist organization. Anyway, second in command was hit in a drone strike.
Oh, no, I don't know this. Second in command was what?
Second in command killed in a drone strike. He was like air quotes killed. Yeah. And then they're like, was he really killed? Yeah, or did we just say he was killed? Yeah. Apparently they've confirmed he was killed.
Okay.
Second in command. This is like what's supposed to be like one of the biggest hits to Al-Qaeda since Bin Laden.
Did you say Bin Laden?
I think I did.
Go on.
Al-Qaeda with Bin Laden. Anywhoozle. So this guy gets killed and I'm reading this story about it. And the main thing that strikes me as I'm finishing the story, dude was my age. He was second in command in Al-Qaeda? Fucking think he probably had a dope house. He probably had some kids.
Bunch of wives.
Some wives. I bet he had like money stashed away. I bet he had retirement.
You're comparing
how did he get that powerful
in life? Because his father was probably in it. Like, if our dads had fucking a little bit of...
If my dad were terrorist, I'd be so far ahead of the...
We would be both.
I'm kidding. Please, AllieandGeorgia@gmail.com. Please don't write us.
Please don't write us.
But I was like, I'm like, oh, dang. He got a lot done. I mean, granted, he's deed. But still, do you ever do that? Like, you'll read and it's like, one of the lawyers for the... for the human rights organization, blah, 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 32.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and then
what?
I'm like, her life must be so boring.
How is she? These
good for
lawyers.
Her. Go get your fucking lawyer.
I remember Obama's speechwriter, whose name was like John Favreau, not to be confused with John Favreau. They had like the same name. He was like 31 writing his scripts. I feel like I ended up meeting him once at a party and being fangirling.
I feel like for you, like, you went to college and studied a thing and had like, you know, academic success and academic interests. So you're like, why aren't I further along? But I'm like, had none of those. And I'm like, look at how I turned out. Okay. Like, I would never have gone to law school. You know, like you could have gone to law school if you had decided to.
I think I like academic trophies. And I don't feel like I have enough of them. My friend Tegan Wall, Dr. Tegan Wall, who I want to credit as telling me the story about the about whites of the eyes
from last episode.
Yes, she's full of amazing facts. Dr. Tegan Wall, find her. She just got her PhD, 25. She has like two bachelors and a master's and a PhD at 25. I'm like 38. Al-Qaeda, 25 PhDs.
Here's my thing about that. That leaves zero time for naps. And what is life?
You guys with PhDs, write us and let us know how many naps you take.
And don't say, I do 20-minute naps and then I sleep for 4 hours and I'm fine. Because, like, I don't want to hear it.
It's mostly, would you rather have... Well, I guess it's also, like, what do you want to do that? This is what it comes down to with life. You can have all of the things on your walls ever. Do you want to do that? If you don't like the work...
Yeah, that's true.
Then... What are you going to do? Because you could drink dish soap at any day. Do you have any regrets?
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
That's a yes.
Is that a yes? Pretty much all of them.
All of your regrets?
I have all the regrets. No, I mean, my tattoo. I was looking into getting it lasered off.
What?
Yeah.
Your leg tattoo?
Yeah.
Look up Wiki Feet, you guys. Check out George's leg tattoo. Your leg tattoo is a defining thing. Why do you regret it?
It's just stupid now.
Do you regret the redo or do you regret the tattoo?
I definitely regret the redo. I had it touched up recently and it looks like a fucking Lisa Frank tattoo now.
The color brightened and you went more purple and pink as opposed to red and blue.
As opposed to black and red and blue. Yeah, like it's
I
now.
Think it looks great, but whatever.
Thank you. I hate it.
I hate it.
Have you looked up? I've actually been kind of obsessed with looking at laser tattoo removal. It's fat, like before and after. I just like went down a fucking Instagram hole of it.
Can I play that video?
Yes. Oh my God, you guys, we have a thing. We just referenced it and you don't know what it is. Oh my God, this is the best thing that's ever happened. If you've listened this long to this podcast, you deserve this.
I found out it's somewhere on YouTube, this video.
Holy shit.
I'm going to find it. A friend of a friend of a friend sent a video that is going around their friend circle because it's like it was a friend of a friend, but we don't know this person.
Yeah, we have no ties.
I have like never met the friend. Anyway,
so this is why we're not dicks for playing this for you.
No, but it's the best. Okay, okay, so this,
here we go.
So there's this girl who had long hair. She got it cut to below her shoulders.
Yeah, it's still long, pretty hair.
It's still long, pretty hair. She is wearing...
She's cute girl.
She's skinny. She's standing next to a bedside table full of prescription bottles.
Yeah.
In a nice apartment. She's wearing an off-the-shoulder, trendy shirt. Blonde, beautiful girl. She sent her friend this video
she
after...
She goes to Coachella, probably. She
was at Coachella, probably, when she recorded this. She sent her friend this video because she was distraught about a haircut. It's and weird. Her friend is like, oh, I'm sending this to everyone I know.
Her friend is someone I want to know. Okay, she, okay, she...
I hate it. I hate it. I fucking hate it. I'm so ugly. What the fuck was I thinking? No. No. No.
What a stupid bitch.
Ew, no. That's my favorite part because, like, who are you saying that to?
We will post this somewhere.
We gotta post it.
What
I can
was
steal
it. Thinking?
Oh, no.
I hate
and when
it.
You see this girl, she still looks fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Anyway,
Allie and I have since then been texting each other shit like, I hate it.
I fucking hate
I fucking,
it.
Ew, no.
No.
What was I thinking? So bad. Never. I hate making fun of her, but it's like.
I hate making fun of people, but I love making fun of her because it's just like.
It's egregious.
It is egregious and Kathy Lee.
Yes.
It's because. Her hair looks fine. She's a beautiful girl. Yeah. What are the prescription bottles for? What's happening? You know what? She needs mindfulness meditation.
Has she ever done a day of charity in her fucking life?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Just drop her somewhere with no electricity and like scant running water and just have her live that way for a little bit. Yeah. And she'll come back. She's like, you know what? My hair's fine. Here's why I feel like I can judge because I got a bad haircut. My bangs were so short. They were... like a brick of buffalo fur. They were like,
when?
This is a while ago, and I cried about it, and I was like, what did I'm so fucking hate it. You know what day it was? September 10th, 2001.
Are you kidding me?
You know what happened the next day? I didn't give a shit about my bangs.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Allie knows where she was on September 10th, 2001. Everyone else is like, yeah, I know where I was when Allie was like, I stopped crying about my fucking bangs.
Yeah. I remember that day. I was like, I can't believe that my biggest problem yesterday was I fucking hate it.
Oh my God.
It was my bangs.
Next time you fucking hate something, you're going to cause another 9/11 like Allie
maybe.
Did.
Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, so I see this video of this girl and I was like, she just needs, you know what this girl needs? Bigger problems. That's all she
just
needs.
Just for one day, you need a fucking bigger problem. What's something that you were once like, oh,
it was such
just,
a big deal, even
it
though.
It was a huge deal.
I think I tend to be doing this thing lately where I'll be like feeling really bugged by something. Mm-hmm. I'll be really pissed about something or I'll feel slighted, like
justified in being a fucking angry.
I'll be like, well, thanks. You know, like to Catherine and Mackenzie, two of my other best friends.
Yeah.
They were watching True Detective or whatever, Game of Thrones. On Sunday, I was like, hey, what do you, I texted them. And I was like, hey, I haven't seen you guys in a while. What are you up to? And they're like, oh, we're watching Game of Thrones. And I was like, thanks for the invite. And then they're like,
thanks for the invite.
They're like,
do you watch
Game of Thrones? And I was like, no. They're like, shut up, bitch. And I was like, okay. But in that 10 minutes of being like, oh,
they don't want me there.
Plan to hang out without me.
Right.
I haven't seen them in days. And I was like, what if I just, instead of being like, thanks, bitches. I just took a minute and let that feeling pass.
And then you were like, I really hope you guys enjoy your time together.
Yeah. And I realized I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to not let everything be so painful ever.
And so about you being slighted. The other thing is inviting you out is just 90% of the time asking for you to go.
For me to go, no?
Yeah. For you to go.
Oh, yeah. Don't
Dustin's
nod,
nodding.
Dustin.
For you to say...
It doesn't mean I don't want to be asked out.
I know. But sometimes it's like, I'm going to ask Allie. I know she's going to say no.
How do I say no?
You go, oh, sounds so fun. I'm in my pajamas, or I don't want to have to put pants on.
That's
or
very
like that.
Accurate. No, what I'm saying is I'm just going to show up without pants. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, then I'm always ready.
I know. I love being invited out, but I don't always like going out. I feel like I'm constantly jet lagged. I feel like I've just been jet lagged for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just using that as an excuse.
Yeah.
I think I'm just sick of parties.
Yeah, the shit that we do is still pretty like... You know, like Vince's friends like to go to bars and drink. That's what they like to do.
I know.
So that's what I end up doing a lot, you know. And then with my girlfriends, we all like to go have happy hour, you know.
Right.
Or like go sit and have lunch and drinks. It's a lot of drinking and eating.
I know.
It's not a lot of activities.
I think I would go on, I wish we could do more night hikes.
Yeah, night hikes are fun.
Like I wish that, yeah, because a lot of times I don't want to spend $45 on two glasses of wine that right. I didn't want to drink.
Right.
And eat yam fries that I wasn't really hungry for, but they were in front of me.
Right.
And then scream over music.
Right.
Because I'm old. You know why? I'm old enough to be second in command at Al-Qaeda. That's how old I am.
Well, what about things? We should go like bowling and...
I should have people over more. Now that I have an air conditioner, yes. I should have people over to my home
yes.
more. Yeah, we should go bowling. Like if you were like, you want to go bowling... I would probably be like, yeah, I think I just don't like going. You are aiming your cat's butthole at my face right now.
Flashing my cat's anus
Georgia's
at you.
Georgia's cat's anus is pointed directly at me, and she just pulled its tail up ever so slightly, as if to like.
And then made eye contact with her.
Yeah. Now your cat's looking at me.
Oh, Elvis.
So yeah, thank you for inviting me out. Don't stop inviting me
okay.
out.
I got it.
I would go to movies.
I fucking hate movies.
I would rather spend $16 on a movie than $14 plus tip on a glass of Pinot Grigio.
I'm literally the complete opposite.
God damn it.
I feel like completely opposite.
Really?
Yes.
You don't walk away from a movie thinking I learned something about life?
Absolutely not. Even like I liked Mad Max, but I was like, that was hard.
Mad Max was a difficult movie.
Yeah.
That was okay for a couple reasons. Number one, it was your biggest fear in life is car crashes.
Right.
Mad Max was 2 hours of sustained automobile collisions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no
way. And the apocalypse.
And the apocalypse. But Mad Max was all car crashes.
Yeah.
That's not a good one to be like, this is a relaxing movie.
It was stressful for me.
What if you watch Trainwreck with Amy Schumer that comes out in July?
I'll see
Spy,
that.
A movie with.
What Spy?
Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, I'd see that.
See? A fun movie.
Those are fun. I'd see those.
Or like or some sort of like, you know, languid French film.
I just hate everything.
Okay.
Everything is farce. Nothing fucking matters. These like the shit that happens in life has no bearing except the negative on what's going to happen in the future.
How's that book about spiritual?
It's going great.
But you like TV?
I like some TV.
What TV do you like? Murder
I
TV?
Love the show Cold Case with this fucking, it's a real, like a true show. Woman, she's a prosecuting attorney.
Okay.
The other woman, Yolanda, is a fucking crime scene investigator, and
right.
together they solve cold crimes. And it's fucking great. These two okay. badass ladies are like in charge of everything. It's not a reality show. What is it? Docuseries?
It's the real people.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they always in pantsuits? Yes or no?
Yeah, like so hard pantsuits. And I like Veep, and that's about it.
Strong lady characters.
Yeah.
I think that there should be a pantsuit wave. Ladies in charge. It'll be like pantsuit feminism.
I think you should start it with your canteen.
Maybe I will.
Shoulder pads?
Yes. Judith Light.
Pumps?
Yeah, no pumps. I will say that there was an article in the New York Times this week about, as the weather warms up in New York, women aren't dressing for the male gaze. And it was all about how women in this, quote, fourth wave feminism aren't dressing for men. And instead they're wearing fucking overcoats in July. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's because they're anorexic and cold all the time.
Well, either way, if it's 98% humidity and 100 degrees in New York, you're not doing anyone any favors
yeah.
by wearing tights and a wool cardigan.
And covering yourself up is anti-feminine, kind of.
Right.
Because you're like...
Everyone should be wearing...
I should have fucking tits out and not get raped.
Or wear a linen jumpsuit
sure.
if you like it. Whatever.
Or look hot as fuck, but it's still not for guys. It's for the male gaze, but not the gaze.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Difference between male gaze and the male gaze.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
But this article in the New York Times, if anyone has a chance to seek it out, it was, I couldn't. It was this one long sustained can't where it was just like, Miss Urza Berlia, who we interviewed at a Brooklyn cafe, a garbage truck.
Garbage truck.
Started, was wearing tights, a Free People sweatshirt, a boo-doo-doo, and named all of what they were wearing and then talked about how, like...
What was she reading? I want to know what she was fucking reading.
Anyway, it's all just about how it's like, women cover up because men are awful. And I'm like, this is not a solution.
This is
not feminism. This is a weird new kind of crazy self-oppression. Anyway, let's talk about things we love.
Okay.
What's something you love, George?
I love the new book I'm reading.
Talk about it.
It's huge, and I'm halfway done with it, and I bought it on Sunday.
What?
It's like 3 days in, and I'm halfway done, and it's huge.
It's called The Bible.
And somehow I owe from the Skylight credit that we got from our lovely listener.
We had a reader we gave props to a few episodes back, left us each a $50 gift card.
It's amazing. I used it to buy a first edition signed of Judy Blume's new book.
What's her new book?
It's amazing. It's called In the Unlikely Event.
Okay.
And it's, so in the 50s, and this is true, two commercial airplanes crashed into Elizabeth, New Jersey, this little town in New Jersey near the Newark airport.
Oh my God.
And so the book is about, it follows like a handful of the people and like who lived there. One of them is the main character, but there's also, you hear a lot of other people's perspective.
Question. This is a Judy Blume adult book?
Adult book.
No talk about Training Bras.
No. Apparently, she writes a lot of adult books.
Does she do it under another pen name?
I don't think so.
It seems like for branding, she would be good. She'd be like, Booty Blume.
I think her brand is like, bitch, I'm going to write the fucking bestsellers every time. Boom. Bestseller. I'm
More
Judy
like
Blume.
Judy Boom.
Boom.
Am I right? Shit, dogs. So
I love
good.
It. I can't put it down.
It's based on a real event, but the fictitious scenario.
Yes.
Okay.
I cannot put it down.
Interesting.
It's so good.
All right. And it's a thick ass book.
It's a motherfucking thick book, and I think it's only available in a hardcover right now, but you can go get it.
Is it technically a tome?
I don't think so.
At some point a book becomes a tome. And that's usually when people run out of words to say book or if something's very heavy.
Oh.
That's
when they're writing an article or something.
Oh, then Judy Blume's new tome is
The Tome Begins.
My best Michael Silverblatt.
I love it.
Voice, who is a literary...
I love it. Critic. Let's make a video of us loving our hair.
Oh my God, I love it.
I love it.
I cut my bangs the other week, and they look like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
They've grown a lot. They look fine.
Yeah. I was like, oh well.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Fuck it.
I'm going to do it. But you can definitely tell when you get a bad haircut when you get it and no one says anything at all. Until you say, ooh, I cut my hair. And they're like, I know. So what? This isn't for the male gaze. Another thing that we love.
Yeah.
We've already covered canteens, I feel like.
Clearly.
Definitely. You know what? Have I talked about dying when you die the part? When you've got roots.
Oh, yeah.
And you just part your hair and you just dye the part and then you're GTG.
Love it.
It takes you 15 minutes and you're like, I'll dye the rest of it later. I did that yesterday.
Good for you.
I just dyed the part. And underneath, it's a goddamn mess.
That's like similar to I just wash my bangs when I don't feel like washing my hair. And I put my hair in a ponytail and I want to look clean. Just wash your fucking bangs in the sink.
Life hacks.
Sometimes
I'll read about rich people or I'll think about rich people. Like I'll go to an airport and you can tell who's got money.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't have any stains on your clothes.
They look better kempt.
I know. They don't look like grown orphans, which is how I feel all the time.
Well, it's like I was talking about like a while back about like when you have a plate in your kitchen that has a chip in it. You just don't keep using it. You throw it away. But we do because
all my plates are chipped, dude.
Right.
Half of them at least.
Because life gets chipped.
I think life does get chipped.
Right.
Thanks, Zen Master Georgia.
You're welcome.
There is that Zen thing we've talked about called the teacup is broken. And it's just like, everything is going to be broken. Like, your mason jar you're drinking out of is going to break one day.
Because Dustin's going to throw it against a fucking wall.
Dustin's going to squeeze it in his hand like the Hulk. But Everything's going to be, everything you look at and you see in this room will one day be destroyed.
That's totally my line of thinking constantly, but I don't have the rest of it, which is.
Which is, so you might as well enjoy it while it lasts.
I don't have that part.
You're like, so fuck it.
So fuck everything. All this shit's going to be sold at my estate sale someday. So fuck it.
Oh my God. My estate sale.
No, everything's
fine. I'm so
fine.
Afraid of dying just because my family's going to have to box up so much shit and get a storage unit while they deal with the, ugh.
I'll do it for you.
Oh, there's this great movie. Another thing that I love. I watched a movie. Our friend Ben Schwartz posted this on Facebook. He was in a movie called I Am a Mitzvah, and it was a short for Sundance. And I was like, this looks like, from the still, this looks like it's good cinematography. So I watched a few minutes of it, and I was like, oh, this is really good. And I watched the whole thing. It was like 15 minutes.
Nice.
It was great. It's about a guy whose friend dies, and he has to go help out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it was really good, and Ben's great in it. I even texted him. I was like, Ben, great job. He's like, thanks.
Nice. I love that. So did you hear that we're... Okay, so the LA Film Festival is going on right now.
I did hear this.
And they have, like... presented by like the trailers in the beginning of the movie, and it's like independent movies that people have made around like in LA. It's like a big deal. It's like Sundance but in LA. And somehow a couple of people texted me that we're like the one of the sponsors is the LA Food and Wine Festival.
It's funny that you say this because I got a text literally 6 minutes ago saying about this.
What did it say?
Saw you guys hanging with Jay Gold again, and apparently this is,
continue. I want to see it. We're like featured prominently, someone said, in it.
In the LA.
Which I want to be like, motherfuckers, boom, bitches. Like, the people sitting there watching their fucking independent movie.
I think what we should do is we should go to an LA Film Festival screening, bring some flashlights, and then stand in the front and wait for us to be on screen.
Like, let's get streamers. Let's get fucking, like, poppers.
Yes. I'm going to wear a gown that Cher would have worn to the Oscars in 1986.
Beautiful. I'm going to wear, like a 1930s circus performer. Like,
perfect.
Like, girl who rides the elephant. I'm going to come in on an elephant. Okay?
I think it's subtle, but marketing is... Sure. That's how marketing works.
This is our brand.
Look,
anyway, we're done with mason jars. Now we're fucking...
We're done with it. What else do you love, Georgia?
I guess that's it.
That's all you love?
No.
Do you have any hates? What do you hate?
Okay, I hate the fact that I am taking... Guess how many supplements I'm taking a day right now?
Not suppositories. How many supplements? How many pills?
I'm taking... And this is just supplements. I'm also taking, like, four other medicine pills.
Pharmaceuticals versus herbal supplements.
Right, so I'm taking a lot of herbal supplements. I am taking 15 a day. And I'm taking like powders and shit too.
What are they mostly? Mostly, what do they do?
A couple are for anxiety and depression.
Okay.
A couple are like multivitamins, but also help with my weird DNA genetic mutation, so I can't process folic acid.
Right.
This is
when
so boring.
When you say weird DNA genetic mutation, like absolutely everyone here thinks you.
I'm an
like
X-Man.
A flipper.
I'm an X-Man. Men? I'm an X-Men.
Oh, I just remembered I had crazy dreams.
Good for you.
We were back in Hawaii. No, it's fine. and your genetic mutation is you don't absorb B vitamins.
B or folic acid,
right,
yeah.
So you're taking supplements to deal with that.
Yeah.
So it's all stuff prescribed by like an herbal doctor, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel any better?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how we're like, I don't know, I don't want to take... anything that will alter my mood or change my personality.
You know I'm not that fucking person.
I am that person.
I'm like, give me something that'll change my fucking mood and personality.
Because I've definitely gone through some depression, some situational, some of it's probably just chemical.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never taken antidepressants. I've taken Xanax like here and there.
Yeah.
Like a friend will give me one. I'm like, I'm freaking out. However, I'm like, I don't want to change my mood.
That's a lot of people say, that's like a big argument against it, and every time I'm like,
but my
you should change your mood. If you're not being the person you want to be right now,
you should switch that shit up.
It's an easy fix,
but my point was I drink coffee every day,
right?
Coffee completely changes my mood.
Yeah,
it turns me sometimes into euphoric work machine, sometimes it turns me into like a monster who's angry and nervous.
A candy bar changes your fucking mood.
I know.
And your whole body chemistry.
I know.
So fucking take a Wellbutrin, not you, but fucking people.
It makes it easier
and it makes you remember what not being depressed is like. So then you can get back to that level. You don't have to take it forever.
I understand that if you're going to get hooked up with an antidepressant, Wellbutrin's like a pretty fucking dope.
Wellbutrin is legit. It's just like fucking baseline.
Are you on that one?
Yes. Baseline works for everyone for the most part. Like fucking.
And you can buy.
Boom.
You can buy it off eBay without a prescription, right?
I'm not condoning that.
You're like, oh, this person died. You can buy his haunted Wellbutrin. That is the worst way to get a pharmaceutical, you guys.
Oh, I love it.
Is there anything else that you. Did we say any other loves or hates? You know what I hate?
Tell me.
I'll tell you something. There's two things that I hate.
Okay.
I hate getting a grocery cart at the store. Getting a shopping cart.
Like it's too much. It's too much commitment for you?
Too much.
I get it. For one person to push around an entire grocery cart is a little like, and then you're the dick with the grocery cart who has to like think about where you're putting it and shit.
Yeah. And then you bump into people. They bump into you. And I always feel like whenever I have a shopping cart, I feel like a mom in like a cereal commercial wearing a cardigan sweater set who's like, Tommy, we're not getting sugar smacks. Like every single time I feel like that. So instead, I get a weird little bachelor hell in a handbasket.
And then it hurts your arm.
I have welts on my arm.
I do that too.
And it's so heavy. And I've got like a gallon of water in one hand. And it's like, clearly this bitch just needs a cart. I can't.
I do that too.
There's sometimes they make these little carts.
That's what I was going to say.
A short cart with two stories.
They have those at Trader Joe's.
They have those in nice supermarkets. And that's a, I feel like that's a good,
you know,
it looks more like a luggage cart at the airport.
Do you know how many times I've taken a basket and put it in a grocery cart?
1 million. A million. I've also done that.
I know.
I feel like there's something also weird about having a grocery cart when you're shopping for one person, when you're not shopping for a family.
Right.
And you're just like, it's just my shit in here.
I just also get anxiety about crushing things, where things are, like in the scheme, like Tetris-y, and like, what is this cold thing with other cold things? So it's going to melt. Like,
if I get that much shit in a grocery cart, how am I going to carry it all up to my place?
Right.
I live on the fourth floor. Anyway, that's one thing I hate. And every time I go, I
think that's legit.
I hate it. Another thing I hate is when especially if you're traveling anywhere outside of the Los Angeles County,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, I'm going to go in this cool donut shop and just get a coffee.
Yeah.
And you're like, what kind of, do you have anything that's non-dairy, like any creamer that's non-dairy?
Right.
And you're like, we have skim milk. And you're like, do you understand what a cow is? What are you doing? I was in Pennsylvania and I was like, do you have anything, even like a coffee mate creamer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something I can toss in there that's made of corn syrup that's just not cow milk.
Yeah.
Because cow milk kind of grosses me out sometimes.
Sure.
Even though I'll eat gelato, but for some reason.
Milk is different. Milk is milk.
I eat cheese for breakfast.
Did you?
But for some reason, I don't want to put skim. Maybe the problem is me.
It
the
could
problem
be you.
Is my selective dairy use.
It could be you.
Instead, we all just have almond milk, and that's the worst thing we can do for the drought. Let's end on something we love.
Oh.
We got to end on a love,
okay.
Georgia. This has been a dark one.
Okay.
When is it not a dark one? Oh, well, let's talk about your engagement.
Oh, yeah.
Love.
I love that. I got proposed to.
Ooh.
Fucking Christ. Who knew?
I did not know.
Nobody knew.
Vince kept that shit on lock.
He did not tell
lock.
Anyone.
He didn't. He parkoured into your heart.
He parkoured his ring onto my finger.
He really did.
I should shout out the woman. So like, okay, a couple months ago, I was on Ambien late at night and I found this amazing jewelry designer on Instagram. And I was like, this is incredible.
I like to imagine this as a scene from a Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie where
totally.
She's on Ambien and she's just being a little wacky and tags Tom Hanks in some ring pictures.
That's
on
what
Instagram.
I did. I tagged him in some like, I like this ring. Look at this ring just in case. Winky, wink, wink. And then the next day I was like, baby, I'm so sorry. Please. I just like, whenever you're red, like I don't want to rush anything. It's fine. And he ended up getting one custom made for me. And her name is, you should go look at her fucking Instagram. It's like
everyone
porn.
Should tag their significant others in pictures. What is her Instagram?
Her Instagram is Heidi Gibson Designs. Her name's Heidi Gibson.
And it's LA based.
Yeah.
And its style is very vintage.
It's very vintage. One of her rings is called the Gatsby. It's just they're Ooh. Fucking gorgeous. So that happened.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. And none of us knew it was happening.
And he also put it on Facebook. Without telling me right after he did it,
like
before I told anyone. So I had to text Allie immediately. I texted Allie and then I called my mom.
I love it. You texted me, Vince proposed?
Question mark? Yeah.
And then I texted you all caps. I was coming back from the airport and I was like, what are you talking about? Please clarify. Did he propose? Did he accidentally propose? Is he on Ambien? What's happening? And you were so in the middle of it.
Yeah, I freaked out a little bit.
It was great though.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's great. I'm happy. He's wonderful.
He could absolutely take a tiny intruder.
Yeah.
Someone who's lightweight enough to leap onto your balcony.
He's a pacifist, man.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah.
Come on. There's a knife right next to your bed.
Okay.
Like, no one's going to be a pacifist in that situation. Okay. Am I right?
You were right.
Okay.
What do you love?
I love This Girl is a Squirrel.
Oh, yes. Tell everyone,
you guys. This Girl is a Squirrel. It's underscores under all the... It's This underscore Girl underscore Is. So it's This Girl is a Squirrel with underscores under all of... between all the words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... I mean, I got you in kind of on the ground floor, 8,700 followers at the moment. A 2-year-old squirrel was a Hurricane Isaac rescue. Oh my gosh.
That is a squirrel, a Hurricane Isaac
rescue.
Can
I just say that the description of this girl as a squirrel, just to bring it all home.
Let's hear it.
Vegetarian parkour expert whose only fear is the vacuum.
Oh so my God.
This girl is going to parkour in your heart.
Life doesn't exist. Fucking nothing is real. Nothing is, everything's a coincidence. It's not a coincidence.
You guys.
Life is fucking ridiculous.
Here's what we're going to tell you. What's today's message?
Parkour.
Parkour. Also, this feather is haunted and the teacup is broken.
And also, this girl is a squirrel.
And the girl is a squirrel. Feather, haunted, teacup, broken. Girl.
Learn parkour.
Girl's a squirrel.
Learn parkour.
I think it's come pretty full circle.
I think we've done this.
I think it's the circle of life. And I think you guys, I think Hakuna Matata, which is the name of a terrorist organization in Yemen.
Which Allie is now going to go be the second in command. And so guys, everyone wish Allie good luck.
I just want to head up a terrorist organization before 40.
This is our final episode.
Ew. Amen. You guys, please don't be terrorists. Guns are so... dumb, yeah. So are bombs.
What was I thinking?
Can everyone just love each other? One more thing I just want to say. You can't just go around killing people, which is from the Terminator trailer, and it's my favorite thing.
Thanks for listening. This is Slumber Party.
We're Allie and Georgia. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us individually on Instagram. We're on Tumblr. Find us on Facebook. But also, tell your friends to listen to this podcast. That way you guys can rap about it.
Yeah.
Over a... nice chilled glass of dish soap.
Feralaudio.com. It's the fucking bitch. Awesome bomb.
All right. Bottoms up on those mason jars, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Feral Audio.